Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Rec Center gym floor opens back up. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. All three basketball courts at the Campbell County Recreation Center are now back in use, and any permanent repairs won't be completed until next year. The Gillette News Record reported last week, Public Works Director Matt Olson said the plan is to do some minor fixes to the floor. Court 3 was shut down in early August due to damage that was initially thought to have been from a heavy rainstorm. Olson said that things have since started to go back to normal. He said the heaves where the stress is built up, that's all starting to relax and go back down. There was some damage to the floor, but nothing that requires a significant immediate fix. Olson said we'll clean up those, put the floors back into use, while in parallel, look at anything substantial from a capital construction budgeting thing for next year. We're just not going to do any major spending right now. The goal is to complete any significant work in time for the International Pathfinder Camporee, which will be using the gym in August. Olson said we'll have a very serviceable, good floor, even though it might be somewhat failed in a way. Gordon releases $9.9 billion budget, calls for putting $579 million into savings. Governor Mark Gordon's $9.9 billion biennial budget proposal, released Friday, places a particular emphasis on saving money and property tax relief, offering $20 million to expand the state's property tax rebate program. Cowboy State Daily reported, in 2023, the Wyoming Department of Revenue delivered nearly $10 million in relief to nearly 9,000 households through a rebate program that was expanded this spring. Gordon's proposal would bump the rebate program up to $28.3 million in funding, or a 240% increase from what was previously budgeted to fund the program. Gordon said he will also entertain proposals brought during the 2024 legislative session to further address property tax relief. It will be up to the legislature during the 2024 legislative session to finalize a budget for the 2025-2026 biennium. The legislature's 2023 supplemental budget put an emphasis on saving money, socking $1.5 billion into state savings accounts. Gordon proposes adding $265 million to the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund, which would increase the rainy day account to $1.6 billion. He also proposes $265 million for the Common School Permanent Land Fund and an additional $48.9 million for legislators to decide on. Gordon's proposed budget also increases spending by $1.2 billion. The more than $1 billion in federal COVID-19 relief Wyoming has been receiving over the last few years will come to an end in the next biennium. Although Gordon touted Wyoming as responsible stewards of this money, which he has called a federal stopgap tsunami, he said the state must evaluate the programs that were sustained by this money. The end of the federal payouts puts Wyoming in an important inflection point in its history. Although the state has not cut its overall budget since 2020, overall revenues were in a relative decline prior to that time during the previous decade, he said. The decline in revenue from fossil fuels and growth of green energies will likely only continue that trend. Gordon recommends returning $333 million to the general fund to replace the federal money. Even so, the short-term outlook for Wyoming revenue is positive thanks to better-than-forecasted performances in the oil, natural gas, and coal sectors. Gordon said that this will provide a cushion to prevent future budget cuts while addressing increasing costs. The 125-page proposal also calls for $164 million more for the Wyoming Department of Health and continued funding for community-based mental health. Gordon also advocates for a $774,270 expansion of the 988 Suicide Prevention Program to add text and chat services to what would become a $1.7 million program. A spokesperson for Gordon said that this money would be placed within the Wyoming Department of Health budget, not a trust fund established for the 988 hotline during the 2023 legislative session. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.